I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, December 10th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, and I sincerely hope you had a good weekend, and if you did shop, you shopped with cash. I don't have any guests today, but I've got what I think is going to be a really good show. I've got, believe it or not, as much bad news as we all convey on this network, it's the truth, but it's still bad news. I've got some good news today for a change, and I'm kind of excited about that, and I can't wait to get into it with you, because it shows us that we've got hope. We've got hope with Ron Paul. We've got hope, folks, because, you know, all these people that call us up and say, well, you know, I call my congressman, I call my senators, and that just seems like there's nothing that we can do. Well, guess what? The hate crimes bill went down. It's down. It was stripped out of the defense legislation, the defense budget, and it's not there. Now I'm not going to say it may not rear its ugly head again, but that's okay with people like you, the ones that have done their due diligence and have taken the effort and the initiative to do their walking and get on the phone and call the congressmen and senators. Well, folks, it worked. Not only that, but Congress, from what I understand, has adjourned through the holidays. So this, and I believe the Senate has as well. So this S-1959, I think we can take a bit of a breath of fresh air on, regroup, and get ready for after the holidays when our fingers have to do the walking again. But all in all, that's really good news, because it shows us that we are a force. And what I've said so many times before, guys, is this is an info war. This is a war of words. You can do more damage with a pen than you can do with a sword. And because we have taken the initiative to let our fingers do the walking, and even though we've got to deal with all these dumbed-down, mind-numb, propagandized Americans who do nothing but drive their SUV down to their local Walmart and charge their credit cards for Christmas and don't have a thought about what we're doing behind the scenes, and I want you to remember this, guys, we are the people that are fighting the fight, and we are the people that are saving what freedoms we have left, and we're fighting to gain our freedoms back. So I don't know about you, but that to me is good news. And I've got more good news. I've got good news coming up, but before I get into that, let's see, if I got enough time before the break, I want to put a plug in for a few of my sponsors, some of the advertisers on this network. And remember this, folks, I want to tell you, a couple of these people that I'm talking about do not pay me to do this. I do this of my own accord because I have dealt with them. I take their products. I believe in them. They work. And I put them up and I put them on the air at times. Now, sometimes I'll admit they pay me to do that. But there's other times that I put them up for free because I believe in what they are offering to you as a listener. I believe building your immune system for good health. I believe in the services that some of these people offer, and this is why I advocate them. It's not because of just a paycheck, folks. It's because I believe in what it is that they are offering. With that, I want to remind everybody, my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. Now, I have to admit, I'm not as diligent as I should be at some of these other websites I've looked at that are constantly posting, you know, news and so forth. I'm a lot busy with other stuff going on behind the scenes, and I don't have time to do that. But I promise you, I'm going to update it. I'll be back in three. I'm going to plug a few of my sponsors, and I'm also going to get into some good news. So stick with me. Good show today. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I have had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, let's see. Now, before I get into it, I'm going to shout out to a few of my sponsors here, folks, and to tell you I believe in these people. But before I get into this and before I get into the good news, I have to tell you I'm a little bit disturbed. And let me tell you why. Now, I get a lot of emails off the air, and I really give kudos out to the people that send me emails. I love to communicate with my listening audience off the air about whatever issue that you like to speak about. But I got an email the other day from a guy that says, "Enough already." Now, I'm not reading the email verbatim, but the consensus of it was enough already. Please change your bumper music. And I'm real curious to know, guys. In the second hour, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm real curious to know, are you tired of the Dixie Chicks? Are you tired of my bumper music? Because I've been listening to it for 9 months, and although the Dixie Chicks advocate so well the way I feel, I have to tell you honestly, I am starting to get a little bit tired of some of the stuff myself. So I'd be appreciative to get your input second hour. If indeed you feel the same way as I do, I would like to keep the Dixie Chicks opening song, "I'm Not Ready to Make Nice," but some of the other musics, I'm real curious for, from you folks' point of view, if you think I ought to change it. Second hour, so I'll take a vote on that. Let's see. Okay. I want to put a quick shout out. If anybody is looking for any advice regarding CDs, 401ks, IRAs, moving money from point A to point B, buying gold, buying silver, I would strongly urge you to call John Onesti at Onesti Investment Advisors. I've worked with this gentleman off the air on a number of issues, and I just love dealing with the guy because he's so down home and so easy to work with. His number is 505 206-2453. I cannot emphasize enough, if you have a question about moving money or if you have annuities or whatever you've got in the financial world in light of the economic turmoil that we're in, give this guy a call. I know, just like me, you'll love working with this guy. He's a great guy. And I say that free of charge, folks. He's not paying me. Believe me, his check isn't in the mail. Another one, the product of his that I do take is Cardivite, Don Wiskin. His number in Canada is 613-376-6229. Again, in Canada, that's 613-376-6229. And also in the United States, it's toll-free. It's 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822. And another sponsor that I have, Todd Metallo at Lametco International. These guys have some fantastic products with Immunite and Oxy Supreme, Coral Calcium. I take those products. I believe in them. They work very well. His number is 800-933-2565. And by the way, I might add that they're very inexpensive products. They're long-lasting products. Folks, give them a call, 800-933-2565. And, of course, for those of you who want to make a gold transaction or buy some silver, don't forget Robbie Noel at 800-691-7898. Again, that's 800-691-7898. Now, okay, without any further ado, I'm going to get into some good news here because, you know, I read these. There's a couple of articles here I'm going to read to you, which really do thrill me. I mean, it goes hand in hand, or hand in glove, if you will, with this hate crimes legislation going down, because I look at these articles here. And I start saying, you know what, all the good patriots out there that are fighting the fight behind the scenes. And I think of Jack McLam, who's out educating the military and the government officials and the FBI and the CIA and the police departments, if you will. You know, there's some of the stuff that we're doing here that looks like it's actually working, folks. And I have my ups and downs, just like you do. And sometimes I scratch my head. And I say, well, no, I don't know. Is this doing any good? You know, the night I was on an airplane coming home from Mexico, and this guy was sitting next to me, this boob that was, you know, talking, it was parroting Bill O'Reilly, and I'm scratching my head saying, is this what this is all about? Is this what we're up against? I think I'll turn the plane around and go back to Mexico. But then I read articles like this, and I want to give a shout out and a thank you to Christine Veith for posting this on Freedom Forum. This is out of the Toronto Sun. And the title of it is The Final Disgrace for Bush and Company. The author is Eric Margolis. And it refers to this new intelligence report that just came out last week. The new intelligence report is a devastating, humiliating blow to the United States president and his neocons. And it quotes, "Merry Christmas, Mr. President," unquote, hissed the men in cloaks as they plunged a dagger into George Bush's back. And I think that's so funny. America's spooks finally had their revenge. After being forced by the White House in 2002 and 2003 to concoct a farrago of lies about Iraq and then take blame for the ensuing fiasco there, the 16 U.S. intelligence agencies struck back this week. United States Intelligence Chief Mike McConnell made public a bombshell National Intelligence Estimate report that concluded with high confidence that Tehran had halted its rudimentary nuclear weapons program in 2003. If restarted, Iran is unlikely to produce any weapons before 2015. Now, this new intelligence estimate is a devastating, humiliating blow to Bush and Dick Cheney and the neocons who have been fulminating a war against Iran. Now, only 2 months ago, Bush warned Americans that Iran's secret nuclear program threatened to ignite World War III. Do you remember that? In 2005, the National Intelligence Estimate report that billed Iran as a major nuclear threat was based on fabricated evidence supplied to the CIA, just like the bogus Niger uranium story used to justify war against Iraq. Who, one wonders, is behind the disinformation? Bush was given the new National Intelligence Estimate on Iran last August. That was 4 months ago, folks. But for the past 4 months, Bush, Cheney and, can't forget, Condoleezza Rice have been beating the war drums over Iran when their own massed intelligence agencies have been telling them there was no danger from that country. The White House hid its own intelligence community's findings from the public until the spooks threatened to leak the report. Goes on to say, is Ahmadinejad, and I've said this before, I've read Ahmadinejad's letter to the American people on my show, and I've seen clips of this man, and I've said, I almost honestly wish that Ahmadinejad, I have more trust in Ahmadinejad than I have in George W. Bush. Ahmadinejad is truthful. Ironically, Iran's leader, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, was telling the truth all along when he said Iran was not working on nuclear arms, while Bush and company were lying through their teeth, just as they have over Iraq and Afghanistan. This column has been reporting for 2 years the growing opposition at the CIA, the Pentagon, and the State Department to the Bush-Cheney plans to launch a war within or against Iran. I repeatedly heard the term fifth column used to describe the fanatical neocon ideologues pressing America into a second Mideast war. Now, America's national security community is telling the White House to cease and desist before it drags the nation into another foreign catastrophe. While not a coup, as in 7 days in May, it was the next closest thing. At the heart of this drama lies the disturbing fact that Bush, Cheney, and company were simply ignoring their own $40 billion plus a year intelligence community. Now, when the White House didn't get the answers it wanted on Iran, it turned to Israel. Now, there's a place to turn, huh? Whose renowned intelligence agency, Mossad, became a primary source. Mossad still insists Iran will have a nuclear bomb by 2008. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak declared the NIE report a blow to the groin. That's an underestimate. Israel has been straining every sinew to get the United States to destroy Iran's nuclear infrastructure. Whether Israel, which has a large nuclear arsenal, will attack Iran on its own is uncertain. Boy, that would be a mistake, would it not? Because I believe Russia has said if Israel launches attack against Iran, Russia is going to view that as an attack against Russia. Go ahead, Israel. Be stupid. Do that. Let's see what happens. This is the final disgrace for Bush and Cheney. Their war propaganda and efforts to suppress the new National Intelligence Report should constitute grounds for immediate impeachment, just like my buddy Dave Lindorf has been preaching on his website all along. If Bill Clinton could be impeached for lying about oral sex, shouldn't Bush and Cheney face trial for attempting to lie and deceive Americans in yet another war of aggression? Alas, Congress, many of whose members also have been howling for war against Iran, lacks the guts for such action. And guess who has never done so, and his track record has proven so all along, is none other than Ron Paul. America's intelligence has been lousy in the past, and it might be wrong again, but UN nuclear inspectors confirm the U.S. findings. So does SVR, Russia's intelligence agency. Iran's civilian nuclear power program eventually could produce highly enriched uranium for weapons, but there is no sign of Iran developing any long-range delivery capability. The national intelligence estimate is likely to release Iran from United States-imposed isolation and undermine the anti-Iran coalition the U.S. was assembling. It should put the kibosh on Bush's idiotic plans for an anti-missile system in Poland and the Czech Republic. Sanity is slowly returning to Washington. What does that mean, folks? People are waking up. I mean, these two boobs, Bush and Cheney, have been beating – and let's throw Condoleezza Rice into the mix. Okay, they've been beating those war drums of Iran. They're getting on mainstream TV and Meet the Press and all these other networks, and they're talking about, oh, they're such a threat, and they're fear-mongering. They are fright-mongering the American people for their own agenda, and guess what? The CIA and the other intelligence agencies are sick of it, and thank you, Jack McLam. I want to put out a shout because I know that you're up there in Idaho doing your job to expose these people, and the word is getting out, folks, and that's good news, and I'll be back after the break with another article about this same thing by John Le Boutillier. So I will see you in three. Stick with me. It's a good day today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you from recently rainy Phoenix, Arizona. It just started to rain a few minutes ago. Well, I guess it's that time of the year. Okay, well, back to this. You know, I want you to visualize. I've got a friend lives up in Canada, Vancouver, B.C. His name is Lee Pullis, and he's the father of the power of visualization. It's the ability to visualize, and Anthony Robbins and several others have used his technique in getting done what one needs to get done under the power of visualization. So, folks, I want you to visualize. If you do watch mainstream news, such as Meet the Press and other ones, which, by the way, I do not, as most of you know, I threw my TV out a long time ago. However, I do have access to one now. I'll tell you about that some other time. I don't watch the news, though, because it's all mainstream lies and spin. But I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to visualize. If you watch any of these mainstream shows, Meet the Press or whatever, and you see Bush, Cheney, or Rice, for that matter, or any of these other idiots coming on there and trying to do damage control on Iran, I want you to visualize them with egg all over their face, because that's where they're coming from. They're running damage control because the CIA and a number of other intelligence agencies just let the air out of their bubble. And I am thrilled. I can't tell you how thrilled I am, but let's see what John Le Batelier has to say about this, because of some of his words are my words as well. The startling revelation that all 24 intelligence agencies in our government agree that Iran stopped their nuclear weapons development in 2003 is a serious shot across the bow of G.W. Bush and Dick Cheney, and I'll throw in there Condoleezza Rice. seriously furious over how Bush and Cheney misused ambiguous intelligence data back in 2002 and 2003 to justify a preemptive invasion of Iraq, the CIA and the rest of our vast intelligence community made certain this week by taking the unprecedented step of releasing a full public viewing of the latest national intelligence estimate so that the American people, the media, and Congress, and especially the 2008 presidential candidates, know the truth, without a White House filter. In other words, our intel community wanted it known that Iran does not have a nuclear weapons development program. They wanted this known before Bush and Cheney take our nation again down the road toward an unnecessary preemptive surgical strike in Iran, which could have devastating economic, military, and energy ramifications. And I have to tell you right at this point, I am so thrilled about this, folks, that I have to commend the intelligence agencies and the CIA for ripping the curtain away from these people and exposing them for what they've been doing. My hat is off to you, folks. The Fed, the CIA, these other intelligence agencies, the Russian intelligence community, thank you for that. Let me continue here. Make no mistake about this. The intel community's action is a direct shot across Bush and Cheney's bow. We have never, ever seen anything quite like this in our history. Here we have an executive branch agency, the CIA, and 23 other departments slash agencies, all of whom report to the President of the United States. And they are basically saying to him, we no longer trust you to tell the American people the truth. You distorted and misused intelligence on Iraq, and we are not going to allow you to do it again. Wow. This has huge ramifications, folks. Bush is not just a lame duck politically. He is now a dead duck. The super hawks calling for surgical strikes against Iran in the next year have been defanged. Hillary is hurt even more in the Democratic race for wanting to go after Iran. The GOP candidates, except Ron Paul, look like Bush toadies for all salivating at the chance to go after Iran in an election year. Bush and Cheney may trot out another excuse to hit Iran, that Iranian agents are infiltrating Iraq and hitting and hurting U.S. troops. This is probably true and was predicted in this space 5 years ago. Retaliation may be justified, but not hitting Iran nuke sites. In sum, this takes Iran off the table as a major 2008 issue. It shatters the remaining credibility of the Republican establishment. It crushes the neocons who have caused us so much trouble, and it puts the administration on ice. We effectively have a caretaker government until January 20th, 2009. And I have to ask you, what do you think that does for Ron Paul, the one man that has been totally against this all along, and now all of these intelligence communities come out and they pull the rug out from under Bush and Cheney and their little minion Condi, and they're saying, look, these boys lied. I don't know about you, but that excites me right down to the bone. I can't be happier today. How about you guys? I'll tell you what, second arm and open up the phone lines. I'd like to get your input, your comments on that. But I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. For all of you out there, and I know I have a lot of new listeners, and I'm preaching to the choir on this one, guys. So for the sake of my veteran audience, stick with me. I don't take a lot of time, pounding on 9/11, because 9/11 was 6 years ago. And yes, it was the catalyst how these evil, diabolical, lack of conscience ridden, and I can go on and on and on with the adjectives, these evildoers, who is the Bush administration, it's the catalyst of how they pulled and why they pulled what they pulled. And we're going to debunk that in just a minute. I'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got more, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and we won't be bombing Iran, that place. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Bush and Cheney have egg on their face. Oh, doo-dah day. Are you excited like I am? I'm telling you right now, I just love it, folks, when another agency or agencies within this government and without this government come forth and just rip the curtain away from these people and expose them for who they are. It's like the emperor not having any clothes. And again, I would honestly ask you to visualize, get on the networks, get on the mainstream networks and watch them trying to run interference, watch them trying to do damage control. I haven't done it, but I'm sure that's what they're trying to do. And just see what it is that they're trying to do to justify their erroneous, if not lying, position. Okay, well, so much for that. Now, let me move right along here. For all of you out there, all of the skeptics, all of the people that are still wondering, you know, God knows why, but if you are still wondering or still are convinced that, you know, the government had no idea about 9/11 and, you know, they would never plan or execute or allow to plan, have planned or execute the events that happened on 9/11, the catalytic event that caused all of this diabolical stuff to happen to us post 9/11. Well, let me just read this to you. This is out of the George Washington blog. And it starts with, And by the way, this is not for the veterans out there. I know all you guys out there know. But for the skeptics, for the new listeners, for the people who have told me that I'm nothing more than a tinfoil hat-wearing idiot, the ones that I go out and I see on a personal basis, and the ones when I go to a party or I go out and I visit friends and they say, well, I just don't think that's possible. Our government would never allow that to happen. Well, let me just let you put this in your pipe and smoke it. The 9/11 Commission doesn't believe it. Why do you? The 9/11 Commission co-chairmen don't believe the 9/11 Commission report. The people that wrote the report don't believe it. The 9/11 Commission knew that military officials lied to the Commission and considered recommending criminal charges for such false statements, yet didn't bother to tell the American people. The co-chairs of the Commission now admit that the Commission largely operated based on political considerations. Chairman Thomas Keene, remember him? That's half of the Keene-Hamilton Commission guys, says, I'm upset that the government didn't tell us the truth. The co-chair, Hamilton, says of the CIA's cover-up and destruction of tapes and interrogation of people allegedly connected with 9/11, did they obstruct our inquiry? Well, the answer is clearly yes, says Lee Hamilton, who co-chaired the 9/11 Commission. In the wake of reports, the CIA destroyed videotapes. Now let's go back here. Here we go, folks. The CIA destroyed videotapes of interrogations of two Al-Qaeda suspects. Whether that amounts to a crime, others will have to judge, adds Hamilton. Now, do you think for a moment that maybe there's up in the upper levels of the CIA, there's a little guilt here, and they've been following along with this, and maybe at some point in time a light bulb went off in their head, and they said, well, wait a minute. Okay, we can't allow this to happen. We know it's an inside job, too. As many, and I don't even remember the number offhand, but Bill Christensen and Ray McGovern, so many different CIA people that were involved are saying 9/11 was an inside job. Do you think it's possible that this latest thing with the National Intelligence Estimate, where the CIA came out and said, it's all bunk, okay, sorry, but it's bunk. Now, do you think it's possible that because of that, they released this intelligence report that I just read to you earlier? Something to think about. But let me continue with this. Hamilton also says, I don't believe for a minute we got everything right, that the commission was set up to fail, that people should keep asking questions about 9/11, that the 9/11 debate should continue, and that the 9/11 commission report was only the first draft of history. Many of the other 9/11 commissioners don't buy it. 9/11 Commissioner Bob Kerry said that there are ample reasons to suspect that there may be some alternative to what we outlined in our version. We didn't have access. 9/11 Commissioner Timothy Romer said, we were extremely frustrated with the false statements we were getting. Former 9/11 Commissioner Max Cleland resigned from the commission, stating, it is a national scandal. This investigation is now compromised, and one of these days we will have to get the full story because the 9/11 issue is so important to America. But this White House wants to cover it up. And many other key players in generating the report don't believe it. One of the primary architects of the 9/11 Commission report, Ernest May, said in May of 2005, we never had full confidence in the interrogation reports as historical sources. And the high-level attorney who led the 9/11 staff's inquiry said, I was shocked at how different the truth was from the way it was described. The tapes told a radically different story from what had been told to us and to the public for 2 years. This is not spin. This is not true. They don't believe it. Why do you? And I ask that question to the new listeners out there that are still skeptical, that still are of the belief that our government could not do anything so diabolical as to allow to happen or to be complicit in happening 9/11. Now I ask you, can you still believe that when the members of the people that were hired in the 9/11 Commission don't believe it themselves? Think about that. Do your own investigation on it. I'm going to pause for just a second here. Lindsay, excuse me, folks, on the air. If this phone rings again and it's rung 10 times, this is my cell phone, folks. Answer it and tell them I'm on the air. Thank you. All right, back to where I was. Now, what does that say? I want to remind everybody, since 2001, and by the way, for the new listeners, not for the sake of my veteran audience out here, for the sake of the new listeners, all of this was outlined in the Project for a New American Century that was penned by, was signed by, endorsers were Wormser and were Rumsfeld and were Dick Cheney and were, what's that guy that they just put back in the administration that was kicked out of the office, who was resigned as deputy Secretary of Defense, and then he went to work for the World Bank, and he left there as well. Oh, boy, golly, I can't think of his name, but I know you know who I'm talking about. All of these guys were complicit in changing the way that America viewed its foreign policy. And what has happened since that happened? How has it affected us? For the old listeners, they already know. For the sake of the new listeners, I'm going to go through a timeline of this for a record of what it is that all of us patriots are fighting for. You know, the ones like Ted Pike that get on there, and I put him on my show. John puts him on his show. And we have our patriot audience that their fingers do the walking, and they call Congress, and they call the senators, and they put pressure on them to stop the hate crimes legislation. And we're working on H.R. or S-1959 right now to stop this Homegrown Terrorism Violation Act. Why do we do this? Well, I'm going to put it down for the record right now why we do this, and I'm going to put it down for the record right now that starting even before, now this is shortly after George Bush assumed the presidency, after there was a questionable issue regarding how he got in office to begin with when he went up against Al Gore and we had the voting debacle. But what has happened since January of 2001? Okay, now Bush took office in, what was it, January 20th, 2001. January of 2001, under George Bush's administration, there was a presidential directive that delays indefinitely the scheduled release of presidential documents authorized by the Presidential Records Act of 1978 pertaining to the Reagan-Bush administration. A presidential directive delaying indefinitely the release. Now, what did that do? That protected his father. He didn't want that stuff getting out. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through a timeline here, and I'm going to show you folks why all us patriots, why all the new listeners should be listening, why you should be calling your friends, neighbors, and relatives and getting them to listen to RBN, and why the patriots that are so addicted and continue to listen to RBN, the reason that they do, and the initiative that they have to call their congressmen and call their senators and to vote against this draconian legislation that is constantly bombarding us to take away your impending freedoms that my friends, the Patriot Movement, are trying to curtail. Bush and Cheney began the process of radically broadening the scope of documents and information which can be deemed classified. This was in the same month that they took office, folks. In February of that year, the National Security Agency sets up Project Groundbreaker, a domestic call monitoring program infrastructure. In the spring of 2001, Bush administration order authorizes the NSA monitoring of domestic phone and internet traffic. In May of 2001, the United States Supreme Court rules that medical necessity is not a permissible defense against federal marijuana statutes. In September, the immediate aftermath of September 11th, Department of Justice authorizes detention without charge for any terror suspects. Over 1,000 suspects are brought into detention over the next several months. The following month, October, Attorney General John Ashcroft announces change in Department of Justice policy. According to a new policy, the Department of Justice will impose far more stringent criteria for the granting of Freedom of Information Act requests. Far more stringent. And do you recall? I do. I mean, this rings a bell in my mind where I saw a clip of John Ashcroft on TV when he was asking questions and answering them himself. He was conveying to an audience, and he says, do the events of 9/11, would that cause the curtailing of some of Americans' freedoms? And he answered his own questions by saying, maybe, maybe. There was no maybe about it. They did it, and they're continuing to do it. And it's with the diligence and the guts and the fortitude of you, the patriot audience, that are fighting this fight, you who know the truth, you who are out there who are waking up these dumbed-down Americans. And you know what? With articles like I just read, you know, there's members of the CIA and other intelligence agencies that are waking up. There's members of the military that are waking up. There is dissent among the ranks in the police, in the FBI, in the CIA. They're waking up, folks. So we are making a difference, but this is a fight that isn't going to end anytime soon. Let me continue with this. In September and October of 2001, the NSA launches massive new database of information on U.S. phone calls. They're monitoring our telephone calls. When you're talking to Aunt Millie in Massachusetts, they're listening, or they could be listening, on your phone line. If they aren't listening, they're looking for keywords that go through a computer database that are looking for anything you might say regarding terrorism, bombs, Islamo-fascists, threats, whatever, and they are databasing that information. October, the USA Patriot Act becomes law. Do you remember that? Okay, it went through, it was signed by almost everybody in the House, save Ron Paul and a few others, and most of the congressmen didn't even read it. And not only that, but they were intimidated into believing that if they didn't sign it, they weren't patriots. Henceforth, the reason that it was called the Patriot Act to begin with. The USA Patriot Act becomes law, and among other things, the law, which makes it a crime for anyone to contribute money or material support for any group on the State Department's terror watch list, which has grown, by the way, folks. The no-fly list is now up to close to 1 million. Allows the FBI to monitor and tape conversations between attorneys and clients. It allows the FBI to order librarians to turn over information about patrons' reading habits. It allows the government to conduct surveillance on internet and email use of citizens without notice. The act also calls for expanded use of national security letters, which allows the FBI to search telephone, email, and financial records of U.S. citizens without a court order. It exempts the government from needing to reveal how evidence against suspected terrorists was obtained, and it authorizes indefinite attention of immigrants at the discretion of law enforcement and immigration authorities. The New Jersey Superior Court judge and civil liberty scholar Anthony Napolitano, that's the author of A Nation of Sheep, has described the law's assault on First and Fourth Amendment principles as follows. The Patriot Act's two most principal constitutional errors are an assault on the Fourth Amendment and on the First. It permits federal agents to write their own search warrants under the name National Security Letters, with no judge having examined evidence and agreed that it's likely that the person or thing the government wants to search will reveal evidence of a crime. Not only that, but the Patriot Act makes it a felony for a recipient of a self-written search warrant to reveal it to anyone. Think about that, folks. The recipient of the search warrant, you can't reveal it. You can't even tell your mother that you received the warrant. The Patriot Act allows agents to serve self-written search warrants on financial institutions, and the Intelligence Authorization Act of 2004, in Orwellian language, it defines that to include, in addition to banks, also delis, restaurants, hotels, doctors' offices, lawyers' offices, telecoms, HMOs, hospitals, casinos, jewelry dealers, automobile dealers, boat dealers, and that great financial institution which we would all repose our fortunes, the post office. Now, these acts have been conducted post September 11th, 2001. There's an agenda here, folks. And for all those people out there, well, you know, there's no elitist group that controls the world. There's no such thing as the Bilderberg Group. There's no such thing as the New World Order or whatever. Read between the lines. Start doing your homework. And I'm saying this for the sake of the new listeners, because the old veteran listeners out there, they already know. They probably know a lot more than I do. And all I'm doing is preaching to the choir here when I remind them of all of these draconian measures that have been taken, not against Islamo-fascists and not against other countries, but against us, the American people. And for what? We were the unwitting victims of an attack in New York City in September 11th, 2001. There was 3,000 of our fellow Americans that were killed that day. Okay? And they have. George Bush had the audacity to come on TV and to say that it was the product of Osama bin Laden and these Islamo-fascists hate us for our freedoms. Well, if that's the case, then why has this administration continually stripped us of our freedoms post 9/11? I mean, we have little, if any, freedoms left. So if that's the case, why doesn't Osama bin Laden, which, by the way, I believe has been dead since December 26, 2001, why doesn't he come over and make friends now? Because if he hated us for our freedoms, he ought to love us now because we don't have any. November of 2001, executive order limits the release of presidential documents. The order gives incumbent presidents the right to veto requests to open any past presidential records and supersedes the congressionally law passed in 1978 mandating release of all presidential records not explicitly deemed classified. Do you think that George Bush was signing these presidential orders because he knew or was being directed that the things that he were going to be doing so flew in the face of anything constitutional that he was protecting himself from future crimes that he was going to commit from prosecution? I think so. But let me continue, because this is a long list, folks. And this is the reason why it's imperative that we expose these people for who they are, that we wake up as many people as we can wake up. And it's working. The CIA just posted that report with 23 other intelligence agencies that just stripped the underwear off of these bozos and showed them for who they are. I'm going to continue with this when we get back from the break. I'm going to open the phone lines up in the second hour with your questions and comments. I'd also like to know about my bumper music, so stick with me. I've got a lot more. Folks, be back at 3.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And what I'm doing, folks, is, for the record, I'm reminding our listening audience. I'm reminding the veterans out there, and I'm enlightening the new listeners out there, of the atrocities that have been perpetrated since the infiltration of the presidency by this president, that have attacked the American people, have stripped us of our rights, have taken away our Bill of Rights for the most part, and they're continuing to try to attack us with hate crimes legislation and homegrown terrorism acts. Now, I have to ask you, is this the actions of somebody who is a sovereign patriot, who believes in America, who believes in the constitutions, who believes in the right of free speech? All of these, and I'm going to continue in just a minute, all of these acts have been perpetrated by this man since he walked into the office January 20th, 2001. The winter of 2002, the FBI and Department of Defense, forbidden by law from compiling databases on United States citizens, began contracting with private database firm ChoicePoint to collect, to store, to search, and maintain data. Now, why did they do this? Because to contract with ChoicePoint privatizes it. That's how they get around it, or that's how they got around it. But guess what? There's good news in all this, because now, folks, now he's not a lame duck president. He's a dead duck president, and he's being exposed. And with the help of Ron Paul, and with the help of you contributing to Ron Paul, it may just happen this man gets elected. And you know what? If he does, we're going to save this country, because he, along with the people that he appoints, I have no doubt, are going to reverse this travesty to our nation, to our sovereignty, and to our republic. In the spring, secret executive order issued authorizing NSA to wiretap the phones and read the emails of U.S. citizens. The Transportation Security Administration acknowledges that it created both a no-fly and a separate watch list of United States travelers. And I'll remind you, folks, that that watch list, that no-fly list, has grown to, and the last time I looked, was 775,000, and that was a couple of months ago. I'm sure it's upwards, if it hasn't already exceeded a million. What does that mean? It means when you go to the airport, there is a distinct possibility, even if you're not the person, if your name is Doug White and there happens to be another Doug White that's on a no-fly list, they're going to harass, intimidate, detain you, possibly not let you fly. And guess what? If that happens, the airlines isn't even going to give you your money back. Not to mention that you've got to jump through 18 hoops, sometimes have to listen to a lecture, take off your belt, shoes, and allow them to look into your crotch with a metal detector before you get on an airplane. All of this thanks to George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and their minions. In May of 2002, the Department of Justice authorizes the FBI to monitor political and religious groups. The new rules permit the FBI to broadly search or monitor the internet for evidence of criminal activity without having any tips or leads that a specific criminal act has been committed. Now, for the sake of the new listeners out there who listen to mainstream TV, of all of those things that I have just read to you, how many of them did you see? How many of them were reported by O'Reilly, Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Alan Combs, Rush Limbaugh, any of these people? I ask you that. Have you heard of even one? We'll be back with more after the break. 2 minutes break coming up. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to open up the phone line second hour. Let me give you a chance to get through some more of these, folks, and then I'll take your questions, comments, and I want to ask you about my bumper music. So see you in two. Be right back.
I paid a price.